So in keeping the space for the spirit, which will ironically keep you safer than many of the other things you do that you believe will keep you safer. We will explain that in a moment. But when you make a space for the spirit that you can step into, this is what we are going to create for ourselves in the time that we are in. Now, this is different than saying, I will do my spiritual duty, I will spend this much time every day, although not that that is not good. But we are talking about a different kind of thing. We are talking about a spiritual space that you can move your consciousness to and step into anytime you need to do that. But when you step into it, you cannot mix it up with the other kinds of energy. For instance, what would cause great pain, and we think you know this to yourself, would be to step into your spiritual space and then have an argument with someone. That would literally create pain in your body because it is such a violation of energies. So when you step into a spiritual space, everyone must find, how do we say, their own code for that. Sometimes it is a phrase that you can say, no matter what is going on around you, that allows you to be in that space, and that phrase, whatever it is, reminds you of that. Sometimes it is a thing you do with your breath. Sometimes it is a thing you do with an emotion. But whatever it is, it requires you to stop your interaction with the other energies going on around you. And in your world, that may be the greatest challenge of all, because so many things are pulling on you, voices calling you, things tugging on you, and you respond to them. Because, as you know, you have been patriarchally trained to do that. We could do a whole lesson on that. We will not do that to you tonight. But we would like you to remember that what you may have identified as your heart making you respond to all of these things very often is not that. It is this idea that whatever is calling, you must respond to it. That is the law, and that is the thing that indicates a good heart, but beyond that, it is the law. And we want you to, how do we say, we want you to get over that belief, because your heart, of course, feels for many things, but it is not your job to answer every voice that calls you to duty. It is simply not yours to do. And in order to determine whether or not it is yours to do, you need to enter into the spiritual space. And what that is about is stopping, even while the voices are yelling, even while the pulls are coming from every side, to stop. Stop. To breathe into your own center. And for many people, the breathing itself will put you in that spiritual space. And then move yourself into that space. Feel all of the strength that you get from that, all of the love, all of the kindness, all of it. And in that spiritual space, in a place of love for yourself, then you can step out of it and you will be wise about which voice to respond to and which voice to turn over to someone else and which voice to let alone. This is one of the most challenging lessons for women that we have, because the patriarchal teaching was, if someone calls and wants something, you answer and get it for them. And that is such a violation. In the mother's law, the mother's law has a beautiful saying, which is you only answer the voice that your heart has called you to answer. You only answer the voice that your heart has called you to answer. And in order to make that determination, we need this full stop and the breath and the movement into that beautiful place of peace and wisdom. And you all know where that is. But the discipline is to learn to do it when the voices are calling and the hands are pulling. It is a spiritual strength to stop everything. You do not have to answer a question because someone asks you. You do not have to do a service because someone demands it of you. You do not have to meet a need if that is not your need to meet. And to make that determination, that stopping, and the moving into the place of spirit, always right there, always peaceful, always full, that is where we want you to learn to go. Now, your enemy in this is going to be panic, because since that has been so programmed into you, that is what you must do. Whatever it is, you must respond. And it is such a violation. It's a violation of the mother's law, and it is a violation of your spirit. And we want you to remember that. You do not move until you have been still enough in your spirit so that your heart can give you the information that you need. This is another of the power teachings. Because when you are able to do that, you will change the way that your life works. And we are going to take a few minutes now to speak about this together. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of love come down through the peace and fill you, touching every chakra center. Love moving to love, moving to love. Now move your attention into your heart center. And look at the beautiful place you've made, a place for peace, a place for healing, a place for rest. And see that a path becomes illuminated. And you're drawn to that path. You step onto the path and let go of everything. Because the path now is taking you. Let it move you up. And feel blessings in the air and breathe them in as you go. All that is good for you, all that heals, all that makes light and love in your body and in your spirit. And let the path take you upward to a place of embrace. And this is the energy of the universe. When you call it and it comes to you and you feel it come all around you, covering you, holding you. And let go of everything that is not this embrace. Feel how loved you are. And step back onto the path. And let the path move upward again. Until you come to the place of fragrance. And let the energy of the fragrance of the rose the lily the violet all the beautiful scents that you are drawn to. Breathe them in. Now come to the path again, breathing in the blessings as you move upward again to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. And know that your teacher is here with you, looking after you, nurturing you, making your way safe, illuminating any place in your life where you may not yet be clear. And receive the teacher's blessing. And thank you, teacher, for your walk together and for all that your teacher is helping you to become. Taking your gift, walk back down the path, still breathing in the blessings. And come into your heart center. Breathe into your heart center to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.